This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Mercy, Rahmah, mercy, being merciful to one another, being merciful. Is there anything that you can use to substitute mercy? Is there anything that's better than mercy? You know what it is to be merciful to somebody? One of the sisters of mercy is kindness. Another sister of mercy is forgiveness. Another sister of mercy is consideration. Another sister of mercy is being selfless. You know, preferring somebody else before yourself. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They told us of a story of a couple like that. Of a couple, and the man, when he wanted to go out in the morning, he realized that the wife was using her hand to, you know, to straighten her hand, her hair, because she doesn't have a comb. And then the wife also realized that the husband was asking the neighbor for time so that he would not be late for work. He didn't have a wristwatch. And lo and behold, the two of them planned behind each other. The wife went to sell some of her clothes to buy wristwatch for the husband. The husband, on his way back, he found ways to buy comb for the wife. The two of them go back home, and the husband says, "I have surprise for you." The wife says, "I also have surprise for you." "Okay, tell me your surprise first." "No, you tell me your own first, I'll tell you my own." "Okay, everybody, bring the surprise that you have." The wife brings the wristwatch, the husband brought the comb. That is mercy. When people are merciful to one another, there's nothing you will do and you say, you go physical or you go insulting or you go abusive, or the way people behave, they treat you like animal, they treat you like trash. You won't see that. When the Quran mentioned these core values, I want you to think very deeply about it. Mercy. That's one of the most important core values in every marriage, in every family. If you are not merciful to one another, tell me what is left. What's the opposite of mercy? Wickedness. Is that supposed to... Who he help? Wickedness, who he help? The person that is wicked is not happy. The person to whom wickedness is being shown is not happy. But if it were mercy, there's nothing we do to each other that will not forgive one another. I hope you know. And if we are merciful towards one another, we'll be thinking for one another, we'll be reflecting for one another, we'll be considering one another, we'll be feeling for one another, we'll have some pity for one another. One lady told me that her husband beat her regularly. And the last time he beat her was when she was 4 months pregnant and the pregnancy was lost. And he even didn't come to the hospital to check on her. After she eventually recovered, people told her to go and beg her husband and apologize. They say, if you don't go and apologize now, if he kicks you out, who's going to marry you? You have to go and ask the mothers in our family. That's how the husband used to beat them. In your own opinion, should she go back to that man or not? And you know what? It is very sad. People don't change. A cruel person will always be cruel. A wicked person will always be wicked. A mean person will always be mean. Somebody who is merciless will always be merciless. It doesn't matter if he married whoever. It doesn't matter what iman you have or what hijab you wear. It doesn't matter whether you do tahajjud day and night or you fast in the daytime. Or maybe you even fast in the day and you also fast in the night. It doesn't matter. A wicked person will be wicked. You will not even see your ibadah. You will not even see your hijab. Core value of marriage should be mercy. How do people get to be merciful? I think people need to learn to be merciful. People need to be trained to be merciful. Nobody is trained. While you in school, how to be merciful? Maybe those days when they used to teach us moral instruction, and maybe they taught us kindness, they taught us mercy. You see, in the Quran, we emphasizing Rabbuka la ta'ala iyyahu wa bil ihsana. Allah decree you should worship him and you should be kind towards your parents. Allah mentioned kindness, mentioned giving, mentioned generosity in so many ways, because these are all things that are put together to form mercy. And Allah used to say, is Rahman, is the most merciful. And when we want to recite Quran, we say, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We mention that mercy, 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 because we should know that amongst the core values that we need in life is mercy, especially within the family. Now, having mentioned those three, now let's quickly go to the last.